Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today's drink of choice for Frank is...
My drink of choice today is 21st Amendment Brewery's Brew Free or Die IPA.
Ah, excellent. Just like the last episode.
The presidential beer.
Yes, I'm sure that it's not.
Hmm.
Well, I'm drinking the geekiest of all beers, or the most, sissy of all beers. Tamiller 64.
Oh.
Tamiller 64. It has one of the greatest theme songs of any beers of all time.
It's true. I must say, for a 64-calorie beer, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's only got 64 calories, so I'm going to continue to drink it for the foreseeable future. Because I'll be honest, I was on the kick with it for a while, way before we started this show.
Yeah.
You
turned me onto it, actually.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a very grand... couple of days we had together.
That was a fun trip. Yeah, we had some fun times together. Yeah,
we did. We walked a lot.
30 miles in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yep, we counted every step, and by we mean the machine counted every step.
You know, there were other machines that I remember. Remember Tamagotchi?
I do remember Tamagotchi. Did you have one?
I didn't have an actual Tamagotchi brand, but I did have a virtual pet. I had an R2-D2 virtual pet.
I did not have one of those, but I want one now.
Yeah, it was the gadget itself, the item itself was shaped like R2-D2,
okay.
And it had a big screen that took up most of the
Wait, did he poop and stuff like a regular Tamagotchi?
I don't think he pooped, but you did need to like oil him instead of feeding him stuff like that. Make sure he got rest and that kind of thing and just take care of him in general. But yeah, it was an R2-D2 virtual pet.
That's awesome. I had a Tamagotchi. I remember, I assume it was a Tamagotchi. I mean, it could have been a weird knockoff and would never be the wiser at that age. My brother and I shared one.
Okay.
Which was an odd kind of sharing.
Yeah.
Because it's such a tiny device.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when you're small.
Yeah.
And so we used to kind of like trade off with it. Eventually I did get my own. I saved my monies and got one of my own. It was white, as were most of them. And although they came in a variety of colors.
They came in a bunch of colors, yeah.
Yeah. And so mine was white and... used to play with it in the desks in school.
Nice.
You know, the desk that, you know, it's like hollow inside.
Yes.
But ours didn't lift up. It was basically a cube and one side was hollow. So
I had the same ones.
Okay, great. Yeah. That was very convenient for hiding Tamagotchis, except that it wasn't convenient at all because teachers are way smarter than that.
I mean, they know you're not staring at the opening in your desk for no reason.
Yes, right.
Just like nowadays, kids don't smile at their crotch for no reason.
That's exactly right. Well, most don't.
There are those select few who do. You're right.
That's right. You don't want to discriminate. You know, I'm sure this.
Don't want to make the crotch starers feel.
Yeah, you don't want to make them feel segregated or anything. So they were quickly banned from school.
Yep.
Which was a total buzzkill because it just pooped everywhere and then you lost the game because you were a bad parent. I was an amazing parent.
I'm sure you were.
There's actually a Big Bang Theory joke about Tamagotchi where Sheldon talks about like his responsibility or something like that. And he's like, and I still have my original Tamagotchi. And it's still alive.
It came and went. In case you haven't picked up yet, it's the theme of the episode is not Tamagotchi. It's
oh no,
it's
it is. Fast. We're going to talk about this for the next half hour of
Tamagotchi cast. fads, like '90s fads. It came to me. It felt like it came and went pretty quickly.
I think it was all within the same span of my fourth grade year.
Yeah, I would say, I was probably in second grade. So that sounds about right. It was probably
I definitely remember I was in fourth grade. That I can absolutely positively tell ye.
But I mean if you were in fourth, I would be in second and that does ring true for me. So that makes sense.
True. That's a kind of an old phrase that
I'm kind of an old soul in that way. So
you are indeed. Yeah. I'm going to continue with my thoughts and my words. So, Tamagotchi, my sister had a Neopet. I don't know if you remember Neopets or not.
I do, but I don't remember a whole lot about them. Were they basically just like a different brand of Tamagotchi? Was it like the Mega Bloks to the Lego?
Basically, Tamagotchi, you took care of like a weird alien creature-y thing.
Yep.
Right? And Neopets, you either took care of a cat or dog. And that was as I recall, that was pretty much the only distinction. I remember Neopets being a little bit larger, almost like a, you know, those little travel games that you carry around. It's not catchphrase, but it's something, or maybe it's like travel catchphrase, actually.
Okay.
But it's like something similar to that size.
Yeah.
Small, fits in the palm of your hand, but just a little bit larger. Yep. And hers was orange and see-through. And so you could see all the chips and stuff inside.
Of it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is meant by see-through, right?
Kind of like the Game Boy Color that came later that was like see-through.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about Game Boy Color.
Yeah, man. I have one of those.
I forgot that they were see-through.
Yeah, I had a Game Boy Pocket, and then I had a Game Boy Color.
Right.
And mine was like the aqua green, like blue-green one that was not see-through. My sister had the purple see-through.
Oh, I had an aqua green Game Boy Color.
Dude.
Oh, friendship.
Froze from way back.
Friendship. Yep. We had most of the Game Boy machines. We didn't have a lot of the big ones, but my parents are okay with the Game Boys. Well, we had the originals, my brother and I, but be curious to ask my parents how much they spent on those.
Back in the day, probably a lot.
Probably a lot. And they got stolen out of the car.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. Well, my parents claim. I don't remember them being visibly upset about it, so maybe they took them themselves.
They just played in their room.
Right. They're still playing to this day.
With the sync cable, and they would just play Pokemon against each other. Pokemon, that's another one.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, yeah, since we're talking about battles. I forgot about the sync cable, actually. Yeah, that was a big deal.
There was no Wi-Fi. There was none of that. You had to play over a cable to play against each other.
That was sixth grade for me.
And there was like that was fourth grade for me. Yeah, and there was like an order, like you had to plug this one in first and then that one, and then you start the Pokemon battle. Or you could trade Pokemon through the sync cable.
Yeah, and sometimes people would be like, yeah, I'm going to give you this one, and then they wouldn't.
The worst.
Pokemon tradings.
Yeah.
I mean, the song was very clear, like everybody wanted to be the very best and there was no room for, you know, there was like no room for anybody. Yeah, there was exactly. And there was no room for, you know, fairness in that.
No. One person will be the best. That's it.
So what do you know what original do you know what Pokemon game you had? Did you have Red or Blue?
I had Red.
I also had Red.
I was a big fan of the Red. I was a big fan of the Red, and I would always get Bulbasaur to start. That was my favorite go-to starting.
I think Bulbasaur was usually my go-to, actually. Maybe it was Snow, maybe Squirtle. So we were playing
Pokemon Red on our green Game Boy Colors with Bulbasaur.
Yeah, yes, we were.
We didn't even know each other.
Man, no wonder we ended up as friends. Good Lord. It was like the universe was basically screaming at us to have that. this one person listening to this podcast that was like, me too. That's what I used to do too. And maybe
you
we'll
did,
be friends
email
and
us.
maybe we'll be friends with you one day also.
One day could happen.
Random stranger that's who listens so funny, to us though. Over that's the interwebs.
The interweb friends. That's really funny that you also do the same thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I had a backpack the same color. That's why I remember that.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I did do Charizard once. Or what Charizard. Was his name? Charizard, right? And then
Yeah, well, that was the point of getting red, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
To have Charizard on the cover. Yeah. The little sticker out front.
Wait, Charizard was his first name, right? And then what did he turn into?
Charmander the first one. And Charmeleon. Charizard was the big dragon.
Oh, Charizard was the big one?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the first?
Charmander.
Charmander, Charmeleon,
Charizard.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Charmeleon. I always forget about their in-between stages.
Yeah.
Bulbasaur,
yeah. Venusaur, Ivysaur.
Squirtoid.
Squirtoid.
Blastoid.
Blastoid. It's really funny looking back on those names and how like
how weird they are. Yeah.
I always loved
Blastoid Ekans, sounds like
Ekans and Arbok.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ekans is snake backwards and Arbok is cobra backwards.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God.
That was one that I liked. That one I picked up on early on. I think someone pointed it out to me, actually, in fairness. I didn't pick up on it.
I was always a fan of Onyx, personally. Onyx. The rock
yeah,
Pokemon.
Yeah. Brock had Onyx.
I always liked, I mean, he was dead useless, but I always liked...
Don't say Weevil.
Now I've totally lost it.
Diglett Dig, Trio, Diglett Dig.
No, I hated Diglett and Trio. No. Oh, they would pop up all the time. No, it was... oh my God, I'm totally... not the duck one, Scimander. No.
Oh, yeah, I think it was
Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Yeah. I always enjoyed Psyduck.
Where did that pop up? That popped up all the time for you?
No, never popped up. Oh, but okay. No, I liked Psyduck, but I liked Psyduck because of the show.
Yeah.
He was really funny on the show, and that to me just kind of translated into liking him in the game.
Mm. Miller 64, huh?
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very bubbly, apparently.
Is it just as good coming back up?
Yeah, actually. Or it tastes about the same.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what that means. Well, I'm not turned off by either one, so
we're
in good standing. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, Miller.
Yes. Pokemon. I mean, Pokemon is arguably not a fad because it still is kind of popular with kids.
Oh, nowadays. It's hugely popular still.
But
it's hugely popular. Actually, there's a new trading card iPad game.
Interesting.
I have an adult friend who just showed me.
Oh.
He and his other adult friends were quite interested in playing it. But I mean, we all grew up in the same time, and
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's less weird to like that stuff now. I'm not, you know what I mean? It would be one thing if they're like taking like a Pikachu toy and like running across the couch with it.
Well, yeah. But, no, I mean, there are plenty of people who were you know, in our generation who grew up with Pokemon at that time, who are into playing the games again or never stop being into playing the games.
Right.
I don't think there's anything weird with that. I mean,
no, it's just a card game like anything else.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, playing Magic or anything else.
Right. Exactly.
Do you remember before? So like Pokemon, I mean, it was kind of a fad because it got super popular.
Oh, it was like Pokemon craze.
Like Pokemon was the only thing anybody wanted. Pokemon
wanted
cards.
To be the very best.
Everyone was watching the show, playing the games, and collecting the cards and playing trading cards and playing the card game.
Yeah,
like, that was what everyone was doing for.
That's true.
Pretty much my entire fourth grade year.
You want to be the hero of karaoke? Put that song on karaoke.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get the whole. That's how you get the whole room to sing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But then like before that. Or at least to me, it feels like it was before that. Maybe it was around the same time. Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies had no theme song at all.
No, they didn't. I was going to say, like, the theme song?
I'm just making it up.
Those things. Everybody wanted.
The cutest.
Like, no one ever was. Yeah, everybody wanted them. Everybody wanted to collect them. Everyone was like, oh, I'm going to sell these one day. They're going to be really valuable. But, like, if everybody is buying them and saying they're going to be really valuable, then If everybody has one, they're not valuable.
It's not valuable anymore.
That's kind of how supply and demand works.
Yep. Yep.
It was funny. But I remember I had an aunt who collected like every Beanie Baby she could get her hands on and multiples of them. It, you know, like one to open and one to, or like one to, you know, like
one Beanie
display
Baby
and one to put away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one to rule them all. And then she was like, well, one day I'm going to sell these and they're going to pay for my son's college. And I was like, I don't think they are. And I'm 10.
Yeah. I think you're wrong, Auntie.
And look Sassy at her now. She's got a room full of Beanie Babies.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, supply and demand. And we weren't a big Beanie Baby collecting family. My mom, no. for years, even to really? This day, is still like, I wish I thought of that first. Because it's so freaking simple.
It is pretty simple. It's my sister literally liked them, but she was
animals
like
animals with beans in them.
I mean, yeah. My sister was like 6 or 7 at the height of the Beanie Baby craze, so mm-hmm. she was into it. But not. I mean, she had like a few. You know, she had like 5 or 10 or something. She didn't have like dozens, like lots of people I knew. But yeah, like wow, that was crazy. That was also, looking back on it, it feels like it was really short, but it was very intense.
And they were everywhere.
They were everywhere.
My barber growing up actually collected Beanie Babies. Yeah, there was.
Did he like display them in the barber shop?
She. There was a husband and wife duo team. Okay. And so she was a love of Disney and Beanie Babies, and uh-huh. she had a bunch of them. He was just, you know, a guy. And so he was a sport guy. So there was like sport cards and stuff like that inside. Yeah. But that my biggest, I remember Beanie Babies to me, like whenever I think of Beanie Babies, I think of them actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I remember people. There was this one shop, little mom and pop shop in my hometown on like the main street. And they always had whatever the fad toy of the moment was, whether it was Beanie Babies or gel pens, Milky Pens, mm-hmm. or when yo-yos got really big in my town for some reason, kids wanted to play with yo-yos. Did you have that too, or was that just in my
life? Yeah, yo-yos were huge for a little while.
Okay, yeah. In like the late 90s or early 2000s, mm-hmm. everyone was like, oh man, and like light-up yo-yos.
Oh, those things were awesome.
Yeah, I loved that thing.
I always liked yo-yos. I'm not...
I definitely got the most into it during that time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, me too. I learned a few tricks. I learned how to like walk the dog and cradle and all that stuff. But that was actually the same shop where I picked up that Titanic Transformer that we mentioned.
I still need to see that.
I still didn't show it to you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You showed me a picture.
I'll show you a picture. Okay, yeah.
I would really like to see it personally.
I don't have it at my apartment. It's at my parents' house.
I know
house,
you
but
don't.
But next chance
one day.
Yeah. More. So there was that place, and they had all these things. They had the Beanie Babies. They had Pogs. Remember Pogs?
Okay. Here's my thing with Pogs.
Oh, okay. We got a thing with Pogs. Okay.
Here's my thing with Pogs. Pogs were the best thing ever.
Oh, and okay. That's not where I thought you were going with this.
Pogs were the greatest thing ever. And it wasn't necessarily the Pogs that were the greatest thing ever. It was Pogs in general. It was the diving for Pogs for stuff that once you didn't have yet.
Ah.
That was the greatest thing ever. It's almost like backbend diving for comics.
Yep.
In its own way, except less expensive because Pogs were like insanely cheap.
It was just circles made of cardboard.
With a sticker on top. Like it was so insanely cheap.
Whoever invented that.
A genius.
Like, hey, we got this scrap cardboard and we got these stickers. What should we do with them? Why don't we put the stickers on the cardboard and cut them in circles and sell them to 5-year-olds for 5 cents? Ah, brilliant.
I'm glad that whoever came up with it is from Brooklyn.
Everyone in my head is from Brooklyn. Aren't you from Brooklyn? You kind of sound like it.
Hey, from Brooklyn. Hey, get over here. We're going to get
say
some
scallops.
Coffee. Scallops.
Yeah, you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know. Even though they're scallops.
Yeah.
I grew up in the number one scallop port in the world.
I know you did. That's why I said, that's why I chose that word.
Scallops. I know. They're scallops. We're going to get some scallops, but I'm pretty good at accents, so I knew I needed to say scallops for the art.
You're so committed to your craft.
You know? I am very committed. No, I want to talk about Pogs. So I remember bin diving with my brother at Ocean State Job Lot.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's where we got them. But my favorite thing about Pogs weren't the Pogs, it was the Slammers.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the, they were.
I forgot about them.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know what you're supposed to do with Pogs besides trade them.
Yeah.
And then build and towers slam. And then slam them.
Yeah, I never really did the slamming so much as the trading.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of the trading.
We were big on trading, particularly in school, at home, anything like that. But the, I used to love, like, that they were big, fat slammers, and they were, like, the little, like, ninja throwing star type ones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I used to, between that and yo-yos, actually, there were a lot of stuff for a fake Batman utility belt.
Oh, man, you know? Yeah.
The yo-yo, easeling a grappling hook of any kind.
Sure.
You know, sure. And slammers, batarangs, ninja batarangs. Throwing stars. You know, yep. there's a lot of good there.
Wow, yeah. Know.
Yeah, I was a very inventive child.
You were you were thinking ahead. You were ahead of your time.
I am still ahead of my time, but yeah, that's because I set my watch a little fast.
I know. So, it's really weird why you do that.
Now,
do you remember how old
you were? Live it in the future.
In the future. You live in the future. You're a man in the future. Remember how old you were when Pogs got big?
I really don't.
I want to say
third. Okay, I want to say, like, it's funny that you said that, because I want to say third grade, just because I don't have any particular,
I want to say I was in kindergarten, so that would put you in, like, second or third grade, yeah. I was in, like, kindergarten, maybe first grade.
So, kindergarten would have put me in second grade. Yeah.
But I could be off by a little bit, so yeah, that's... I think we were, you know, within a year of when it probably was, yeah. Like mid-90s. That was an early one for me. That's probably the first fad I was really aware of before I knew the word fad. But, like, you know, it was like the first one that I really remember.
I want to say maybe that one might have been my first one. Actually,
yeah.
Either that or...
You loved Sky Dancers, didn't you? You loved the Sky Dancers.
Don't even know what that is. Actually, what is Sky Dancers? No, what is that?
there were these toys that were, like, marketed to girls, although later they had male versions, and it was basically they were like these Barbie dolls, but their arms were like wings that went straight out, and they had this. You put the doll in like this base, this like stick that you held in your hand, and there was a pull string, and you'd pull the string and it would make the doll spin around and fly up in the air, and then the wings would pop out and it would spin around and land gracefully.
Oh my god, I'm looking at images of them right now. I totally
You never saw these?
I do remember these.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I totally forgot about these. I think my sister might have had one.
Okay. Yeah, my sister had one. And then they came out with like the G.I. Joe version, where it was like, we're soldiers with frilly wings that fly for boys.
Obviously.
Yeah. And they were just trying, like, really hard to market this to boys.
There was a TV show, apparently.
There's a Sky Dancers TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That must have been, like, the tail end of...
It's on YouTube.
Tail end of, like, Saturday morning cartoons that were made just to sell toys.
Oh, it looks terrible. Yeah, the cartoon, I mean.
I didn't know there was a show. I remember the commercials vividly, but I don't remember the show.
Just looking at images makes it like, you just look, oh my god.
Painful.
Oh, that's a great picture.
Children in their light wash denim.
Actually, they're wearing a lot of suspenders. And
oh, yeah.
Actually, it's funny that you said that.
Solid colors.
Oh, awful. Awful era. Oh my goodness.
What are you were going to say your first one you remember? Was either Pogs or
the Monopoly. Remember the Monopoly tag game, like win stuff from McDonald's?
They still do that.
I know, but I like remember becoming aware of it at an early age because there were kids in my class who were like, I just need Ventura Avenue like to win a Jaguar. I have very distinct memories of that.
Wow.
So that I don't know why that stuck in my brain. I just have very distinct memory of that. So that might be the first fad I became aware of.
Oh.
But I mean, there's stuff like there's stuff that you don't consider a fad when you're a kid that was. You just thought this is the way that people grew up. Like
true.
Light up sneakers.
Oh, bro. Okay. Light up sneakers. I really wanted, light-up sneakers, but they were always like really expensive. My parents were like, no, you don't need that.
Yeah,
you don't need shoes that are gonna just light up everywhere you go. And I was like, but I want them so bad.
They were really meant for kids who would get lost.
I mean, yeah, basically. They were meant, and they stopped. They only made them in like the really little kid sizes, mm-hmm. and then they would stop. So like by the time I was at the age where my parents were like willing to maybe consider getting me some, I had outgrown them. Or alternatively, I'm not sure which of these is true. It's either that I had outgrown them, and my parents were like, oh, too bad. Or they were like, oh, you outgrew them. Too bad, because now I would have gotten them for you. Oh, well, better move on. You know, one of those.
I'm going to go with option number two.
No, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of shoes.
I had said to you before we started recording that I thought I had some. I did not. I'm like thinking back on my life. I definitely did not own a pair of flight of shoes. We were way too poor growing up for that. But I still like whenever I see a kid with light up shoes now, I'm still like
a little bit jealous.
I'm just like, nice sneakers, kid. You know,
nice but kicks
in my head because I don't want to freak out parents.
Strange children, yeah.
Yeah, don't want to freak out any parents. So, yeah, I'm still a little bit jealous of those kids. Yeah, although I wouldn't be caught dead wearing light up sneakers as an adult. You know, but you could probably make a great for like running shoes with light up sneakers. You know, yeah. Like people who go running at night, there's something in there. I probably shouldn't have said that on a public broadcast. That idea has been copyrighted. I was really jealous of the light-up sneakers. I was also jealous of people who got slap bracelets before I did.
Yeah. You know, slap bracelets are a thing that I was like aware of, but I didn't realize what a craze they were.
Yeah, you just thought it was something that like all of a sudden they were given out and that's yeah. that. But I had Star Wars slap bracelets.
Here, children. Ooh.
I know. I made you stop in the middle of your weird parent like, yes. impression. Your child, children must have
the government has distributed these slap bracelets, one per child. This one has Obi-Wan Kenobi on it. Here you go.
Oh, mine did have Obi-Wan Kenobi on
it. Did it really? Yeah. I was just kidding.
It was blue. Because his lightsaber is blue. One hit wonder is different than a fad, but still.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, we should do one of those. Anyway. Yeah, man. Slap bracelets. Yeah, I was like aware of them, definitely, but I feel like they were bigger with girls than they were with guys, or am I wrong about that? Or was it just a little bit before my time?
Maybe before your time. Maybe. I honestly don't really remember a difference
okay.
between the two.
Okay.
But I'm going to wrap it up there. I just want to mention one thing before yeah. we wrap up, and that's going to be bop it.
Spin it.
Yeah. Twist it.
Pull it.
That's yeah, it. That's all it. I remember. That's yeah. I only remember the bop it part. Bop it. Do other stuff.
To it. To yeah. It. I remember that too. I remember a lot of commercials for that on like Saturday mornings or like whenever kids programming was being shown mm-hmm. and there were toy commercials. That was definitely one of the big ones.
Yeah. Oh, it was massive. Oh,
that and like anything you could bedazzle or put glitter on or whatever. Like they were always selling those and Legos. But Legos aren't really a fad. Those are just eternal.
Legos are eternal, as are Power Rangers, because we were going to talk about them, but they're still yeah, going too. So Rangers,
they're still going too, but they really did hit their, I mean, like they were really big in the 90s.
Oh, huge.
The first TV show.
Bigger than that was their biggest.
That was the biggest, but they've managed to keep that franchise alive somehow.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Red Ranger who committed murder?
Yes.
Yes. It was not my Red Ranger.
No.
Either of them. No. Or Rocky, the other Red Ranger.
I didn't know Rocky, but
Rocky was this one after Jason. I didn't know this one, but I was like, oh my goodness.
No, Rocky was a boxer.
I'm Rocky Balboa.
Hey, Adrian,
I'm running up the stairs.
Honorable mention to Super Soakers and Nerf guns and
Koosh balls.
Koosh balls. I had a Koosh ball. I had a Koosh ball basketball set.
It was that's cool.
Little hoop, a little basketball hoop. You would like hook on like a door, like your bedroom door,
mm-hmm.
and And yeah, and you just throw
I had friends that had those.
I had that. I got it, I think, for
when Christmas, you said when you said basketball set, I imagined like a full size basketball that ball mini, that you like, could bounce.
Just a regular size koosh ball that you would throw in the little tiny little net that you'd hook on the back of your door.
Those things were great. Actually,
I loved that thing. I love that thing a lot. One of
those now.
I wish I could find. I can't even find a koosh ball now. Like, I would love a koosh ball on my desk at work to use as a stress ball. I would love that. Like, while I think, I like having a stress ball to, like, just like while I'm like brainstorming and thinking of ideas.
Yep.
And a koosh ball would be great for that.
I have a dartboard at work.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a Batman magnetic dartboard.
Ah, beautiful.
Yep. It was given to me as a Secret Santa present a couple of years ago from somebody at work.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, it's actually really awesome to have. Everybody appreciates it who comes into my room.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I want to mention is laser challenge. And I mentioned this to you.
Laser challenge. Yes. Okay.
You remember now?
Yes. You couldn't think of the word, and that was not helpful.
Truth. It was a home laser like laser guns. What's the word I'm looking for? Laser tag.
Laser tag. Yeah.
Home laser tag kit, basically. You had a little vest thing you'd wear. It was like a little target you'd wear around your chest. And then a laser gun. And you would chase your friends around your house, or your backyard, or whatever, and try to hit the laser target on their chest. And it was really fun. And then they're like, I never had it, but I always wanted it.
Yeah. I never had one of these.
I never had. I went to laser tag with my friends and stuff, but never had laser challenge. And then later they had like a little, like, you know, the little mouse droid from Star Wars, a little like, they basically had one of those that would also like, just like, it would just drive around the room in like circles, like a Roomba, and shoot lasers at you to make it harder.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you had to avoid your friends on the opposite color team, but also avoid little mouse droid thing.
Also avoid a drone.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's cool. On the subject of things that we wanted and didn't have, I always wanted those like Tonka truck rider, like, you know, electric Jeep things for
like
kids.
The full size ones you could actually ride in.
I still want one. They had a Batmobile one when I was growing up that I wanted bad.
Yeah, I still wanted
that bad. If somebody offered me a real Batmobile, I'd be like, it's cool, but give me the little one that only goes like 2 miles an hour, please.
Right,
that's the one I wanted from my youth.
Yeah, I don't know, what was the, was it, I don't know what like the name for those was, like what the like brand name or whatever. Like,
I honestly couldn't tell you, and I didn't look it up, but I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
Like those ride in, like the battery powered cars that looked like real cars.
Yep.
Like they were usually modeled after, like you said, a Jeep or like a Corvette or whatever.
Oh, I wanted one so bad. I'm still thinking about it. I'm gonna end on a very melancholy note.
Melancholy.
Melancholy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh,
Megamind quotes.
If anybody remembers what that was called, what those cars were called, please tweet us or write us an email. I can't remember. I'm not sure I ever knew. But if you know what we're talking about, please, it's driving me crazy. Please write in.
And I'm not going to look it up until then.
I'm trying to look it up and I can't find it. So please, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com or @beerwithgeeks. Please tell us what we're, because I cannot remember the name of it.
Or you can post on our Facebook wall.
Where's that?
Facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. Since we're doing the rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just check us out at beerwithgeeks.com and we'll catch you there.
Cool. All right. Well, this is fun.
This was fun.
Blast from the past of the generic 90s child.
Yes.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Miller 64.
And I'm 21st Amendment.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.